In our journey to the cross today, our journey is going to focus on the finish line. Each one of us have had a beginning. Your life began. Now, your life began with meaning. God placed a purpose in you. Now, I'm going to tell you that for one purpose that is one of the most important purposes that you have right here on your journey to the finish line. It is this purpose that causes the world, the anti-Christians, to tremble. It is this purpose that changes the world when you and I can get this point across to the heart of the human race, all of those that we're led to, that you will see a change in the murders. Look at what's going on in our nation. Mothers killing their children. Somebody shot, good gracious, somebody shot about every day in Louisville. And it's no longer those other cities. There's something wrong. Well, that wrongness is called sin. And you and I need to understand our journey in life and how important it is to all those we come in contact with. It's not about me. It's about anybody and everybody but me. What about me? Me is called by God to deliver a message. You, Christian, are called by God to deliver the same message. Now, I want you to listen as I share with you your assigned task on your journey to the finish line. You got to pay attention to the finish line. Some of us think that we're closer to it than others. There's not a one of us who controls the next breath of air that we take. None of us. It's not your age. It's your heart that's going to make a difference. It's where do you stand with your Lord and Savior? God created you. God said, okay, I'm creating you as a human being. I want you to go into this earth, and I want you to multiply, and I want you to live as a human being lives. Well, living as a human being lives means that we're going to run into all sorts of trials and tribulations, and in many of them, we're going to feel like a failure. We didn't do this right. We didn't do that right. We should have stood up and said no instead of just standing there saying nothing. And then we go through all of this. That's called life. And everyone's going to go through these type of situations in your life. That's okay. Go through them. God told us to deal with life. And he let us know that you're going to hurt a lot of times in this life. And what does he say? Come to me. Come unto me when you're weary. Come unto me when you need that rest. Come unto me when you need encouragement. Come unto me when you realize you can't do it. But the key is this. Look to me and tell the world about me. Jesus. Jesus said, you spread the good news, the gospel. It's your task on your journey. Listen, Acts 20, verse 24. However, Paul says, my life is worth nothing to me. You got to hear him. If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. Now listen to this. Paul says of all the things that have gone on, brilliant. Paul was nothing less than brilliant. And he looked at his brilliance and he said, nothing without Jesus. Nothing without the power behind it. Therefore, he had dedicated his life. What he is saying is he's not wishing to die. He's saying, I'm finishing the race, but I am going to get out of this body. You cannot come into the presence of Almighty God in your human condition. You can't do that and live. When you go to him, do you not go to him spiritually in prayer? And he says, but I want you to see me face to face. Only way that that can happen is I'm going to separate you from that human body. But I don't have to wait to be separated to have a conversation with my Lord and to realize that I have a task on this journey. This is a journey to the finish line. I had a beginning, and this humanness of me is going to have a closing. I would say an ending, but I'm coming back. You see, the Lord said he's going to resurrect us. And then he's going to glorify us during that resurrection. Only the Christians, only the believers are the ones who are glorified. You do not want to live in this world in a human condition, locked in for eternity as a human being. You don't want that. That's called hell. So he says, this is going to happen. But here, before it happens, here's what I want you to do. The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now, that's your task. That's my task. Tell them the good news. Everybody wants to tell people when they're going to hell. I get excited about telling you, you don't have to go there. Don't sweat it. I'm here to tell you this. There's good news out there. And you are saved by grace. Jesus said, I love you so much. I'm going to be graceful to you. Every step you take is going to be a step of grace. I'm getting to that finish line. This old boy's going to run across it. Amen. You got me? Oh, it's painful life is, isn't it? Ups and downs. Hills and hollers. I like the word holler. You said that up north and they have no idea what you're talking about. But I like that term. I've been down the holler. I have. I've been down there and I've listened to the world in that holler. Jesus came down to the holler and said, you take that holler up there and I want you to holler. And I want you to let them know something, that they can be saved when they call on my name, and whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's a fact. It's not only a fact of life, it's a fact of eternal life. And the Lord said, go ahead. I want you to finish the journey I placed you on. You have an individual personality. That's so that you will be able to relate to the certain individuals I'll send you to. And then I want all of you who know me, I want you to unite together in fellowship and in praise and in prayer. And I will be there. And I will put legs on your prayer. I will show you what I can do. All you need to do is trust me. Now you take that message as you go down that journey of life. I'm going to the finish line. I might drag part the way. I might lay there half dead, part away. You hear me now? This boy's going to the finish line. And I will run across it into the arms of Christ. You see, that's a promise. That's a promise. That's part of the message you and I are to give. The message of grace. The grace does not give me the right to sin. Grace is such a blessing. It shows me that I don't have to live in it. It shows me that there's a way out through love, through peace, through harmony. Who teaches that anymore? We're not even allowed to teach it in school. We play children against each other, adults against each other. I was born poor. I was born white. Didn't ask for any of it. But that's who I am. I was born with a spirit to love. I had a choice. You can choose to serve me or serve the world. I chose Jesus. Amen. It's not the color of your skin. It's not whether you're poverty stricken or not. You know what it's about? It's about who your best friend is. Amen. You know, friends influence us. When your best friend's Jesus, oh my goodness. No, Larry, you don't need to be there. Well, Lord, I can handle the situation. No. You know, the Lord's told me no a lot in life. Every time I'd go against that no, guess what happened? Every time I went against that no, let me tell you this. He was always there. Did you learn anything, Larry? Maybe next time, Lord. Because that seems to be our life. But he says, I want you to accept your assigned task. What? Tell them the good news. Why are we hesitant about telling the good news? I can tell you about eternal life. I can tell you about grace given to us by Christ himself and God Almighty directing our life. And he says, I want you to do this. I want you to walk through this journey in your life, and I want you to understand that as I give you the message to take with you, I want you to understand that you're going to be under controlled discipline. My God loves me. I'm his child. You know what? He's going to discipline me. Now, you got to listen to this next verse because, it's frightening for me. But I want you to listen to it. The controlled discipline that God lets us know we're in. Listen to Hebrews 12:7. Endure hardship as discipline. Okay. The Lord says, I didn't put this stuff on you. Our lifestyles, what we do, our own existence, we bring a lot of the problems on ourselves. Okay, a lot of my stuff comes from war. I didn't start it. I didn't finish it. But it's finishing a lot of us who were there. All right, God comes in and he says, okay, Larry, you've got all of this Agent Orange and all of these cancers. You got all this other stuff. Fine. What you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to lay here and feel sorry for myself, Lord. Well, you can't do that and spread grace. You can't do that and tell people the good news when you're sitting around thinking that everything going on in your life is bad. Because it isn't. The Lord says, endure hardship as discipline. Oh, it'll discipline you. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? Okay. What I sow, I shall reap. I've sown some bad crops in life. I will reap. How do I deal with it? I learned years ago, start sowing good crops. The more good crops you sow, you look at them, they're going to overshadow the bad crops. But I still have to deal with consequences. Then the Lord steps in and says, by the way, you talked about grace. Let me tell you that I'm here to even take the consequences for you. Trust me. And when you trust in him, he intervenes. Hebrews 12:13. Therefore, here's what shook me. Strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees. You all know this stuff gets me to where I can't even walk. I can't even stand up. And the arms, I can't even move them. I lock up to almost being totally paralyzed. And I'm reading it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees. I said, knees, are you listening to this? You hurt long enough today. Make level paths for your feet. Now, listen to this, because this has many meanings. So that the lame may not be disabled, okay? So that the lost may not be disabled. They're looking at you. They're looking at Christians. What do they see? Do they see grace? God says, I'll give you a miracle in your life to show them. But what do we show them? We so often display the worst in our own character. Learn to forgive. Learn to love. Learn to reach out instead of push away. Learn it from the heart. I'm going to tell you a quick story of years ago that went on with me as crisis intervention chaplain in the jail and prison systems. I'd go into the jails and I would preach the gospel of Jesus. Many would say that they accepted Christ. People used to ask me, the preachers did, how many of those people do you really know really accepted Christ? And my answer always, well, about as many as you do walking the aisle of a church. That's not my job. My job is to preach the gospel. I just read it to you. Our job is to take the grace to preach the gospel. The next night I went in to preach, to teach in that cell. I knew something was wrong when they opened the cell block and I was in with felons. And I would go straight into cell with all of them there. And I knew something was wrong just by the action that was going on. As soon as I walked through the last slamming door, an inmate put his foot in the door as it was coming to block the door so it wouldn't shut. Another inmate grabbed me and threw me into the safety section as this guy was coming across the top bunks with a knife in his hand. I had that knife. With a knife in his hand to kill me. Here's the moral of that story. The night before, I had led that gentleman who put his foot in the door to Jesus. He, in turn, led the other guy, inmate, that grabbed me and threw me out of the way to Jesus. And I was saved that night because of the good news, because of the gospel. You see, God works in mysterious ways. Heaven knows he uses mysterious people. Right, Brother Andy? Amen. Amen. He uses us. Because he loves us. But he says, you have got to tell the message so that the lost will understand and may not be disabled. All you got to do is tell the truth about Jesus, the finishing crown. Oh, now, Christian, woo, wake up. I want to tell you something. It's important to you. Guarantee you, every believer, when you said yes to Jesus Christ, this next crown, I guarantee you automatically get. The crown of righteousness. You mean that's going to be a crown I got? As soon as you said I believe, the crown of righteousness was promised. Listen to 2 Timothy. Now this is Paul. Oh, Paul's just about at the end. He's completing his task. He's done what the Lord's called him to do. And he's looking to the finish line. And he said, 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering." He said, "I feel my strength going from me. I see myself falling down physically. And the time has come for my departure." And Paul's a little excited over this, so bear with him. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race." Notice he never says, "I won the race." Paul never says that we're to run the race to win it. Jesus has already won that race for us. He said, "I want you to take the word. I want you to follow through with your task and finish. Get across that finish line. If you got to crawl across it, get across that finish line. But don't you quit. Don't you give up. Jesus never gave up on me. Still hasn't. Therefore," listen now, "and the time has come for my departure. I've fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I kept the faith." Meaning he believed. That's the faith. Faith believing in Jesus Christ. That's the grace. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. You hear him? That's a tough crown. You get it on your head, and you know what you do with it? You lay it at the foot of Jesus. That's where it goes. Because it's through him you're able to be there. "Which the Lord," the righteous judge, you see that? "Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day." Then he pauses. Listen. "And not only to me, but also to all," to all, "who have longed for his appearing." As believers, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God and that he came to save you? And when you said yes to him, he saved you. Therefore, you're guaranteed a crown of righteousness. I love you folks with all my heart. And I say this to you with every bit of the love of that heart. Meet me at the finish line. Meet me at the finish line. Jesus is. There he is, Brother Randy. Jesus just standing there, right at the finish line. Got his arms stretched out. And he says to you and me, "Tell them the good news." Now, with such grace that God has said to you and me, "Here's your task. Here it is. Tell them about grace." Now, what's so hard about telling it? You take that message, apply it in your heart, receive the grace, invite whosoever will to come in. And I say to you right now, if you're here today, if you're listening or watching, by whatever means you're watching by, and you know that Jesus Christ is touching your life, you know that he is calling you home, I'll be here right at the end of the service. I'll talk to you. Brother Randy and many others will go to an altar and pray with you. You want to accept Jesus? Folks, without Jesus, there's no hope. With Jesus, hope in you's already won. You are a winner, big time. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, We praise your holy name, giving you thanks for the love and the joy of the salvation of life. Touch us now, dear Lord God, as we go forth into a world filled with wickedness, but also with your love. Help us to stand strong in your love, in your grace, that we might present the gospel that others may accept through your grace eternal life. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.